right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 255, and I am Cheapy D here in Tokyo, Japan, and fresh home from work is Wombat.
Took me close to 3 hours to get home tonight.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. I am a happy little guy.
Shipwreck, how long did it take you to get home from work today?
20 minutes. It wasn't so bad.
Right. And me, I don't go anywhere, so I'm right here always. It took me 5 minutes to take Ty to school today.
That's amazing. My trains are not working because the Long Island Railroad is the worst thing ever in the history of anything.
Well, what happened?
So there was a big storm that lasted about 5 whole minutes in Manhattan today, in New York, actually, the New York area. And lightning struck the signals at Jamaica, which are brand new. The whole signal system is brand new.
You be striking me signals.
They don't have a backup for it.
Yeah.
So they couldn't run any trains between Jamaica, which is the main central hub, and Penn Station, which is the main terminal.
They also have excellent sandwiches.
And they're lovely. So we got stranded in Penn Station, and the only way to get from Penn Station to Jamaica was to take a subway, which is about twice as long and was super crowded because it's not really meant to handle Penn Station traffic.
Right.
So by the time we got to Penn Station, Jamaica was closed off. They were only letting people up a few at a time because of the crowds, because Jamaica Station's not meant to handle Penn Station traffic. They had police barricades and cops with nightsticks out there keeping everyone at bay. We took the first train that just was going in our direction, which was to a train station about 25 minutes away from where I actually live, and we took a taxi from there to the car, and then I took the car to home.
Sounds awesome, dude.
It was a nightmare.
So 3 hours home, and how long does it normally take you, like an hour and a half?
Yeah, about that, maybe. Sweet. Maybe
so
less.
You only did about 4.5 hour commute today.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Were you sitting next to either Steve Martin or John Candy?
How do they know which way we're going?
Those aren't pillows. Yeah, that sucks, Wombat. I'm sorry to hear that you've... So you must be all fired up today. You ready to
I'm full of piss and vinegar right now. And I'm eating a Vienna finger. So really...
For dinner.
A Vienna finger. That's my dinner.
That's good. That is good. I'm sick, so I don't know. I got a sore throat. I got to go to the doctor after we do this. So I might pass out.
Do you have a fever?
I'm sweaty, but I can't tell if it's just my normal sweaty or a fever sweaty.
Because just a sore throat would not send me to the doctor.
Yeah, but here it's easy to go.
What else is he going to do?
That's true. Good point. I stand corrected.
Yeah, it's a nice doctor's office. There's some nice lunch places around there. I can maybe
you get some human contact.
Exactly. I think they might even speak English there. You know. I'm like a 70-year-old woman, basically.
Dr. Vinny Boombots? Is that your doctor?
No. That's Rodney Dangerfield's doctor.
Is it? I didn't know that.
I'll see. We took Ty to the doctor last week, and I hate going to the doctor because I'm always afraid that one of the kids there is going to get me sick. And sure enough, there was a kid there, and while we're waiting for them to call Ty's name, the kid just runs up to Ty and starts playing with Ty and then starts jumping all over me. And the kid's mom just sits there and just smiles. Like, get your sick kid off me. You're going to make me, like, push the kid off me? But she just sat there and did nothing. And now I'm sick. It's ridiculous. It's Japanese people. Japan. Anywho.
You should move to where I live so you can commute 3 hours a day.
Well, I still wouldn't be commuting.
I know.
Sucker.
Yeah, I suck.
Everybody's a sucker but me. Anyway, now what do we do? Show feedback, maybe?
There's some there. I didn't do it. Did you do this, Shipwreck? Oh, you did it.
I just did it 2 seconds before we started. So everybody seemed to enjoy my own Sen, our own Sen discussion with Spider Bonus Plan. And I think for the most part, after people Googled Japanese spiders and they saw, roughly what we were dealing with, people were able to sympathize with me. And Obi Ben writes in, Cheapy, I am right there with you when it comes to dealing with big spiders. Anyone who says they wouldn't be afraid of a spider that you described is a shack-fooing liar. Great show as always, guys. Keep up the good work. Yeah, I mean,
I ain't afraid of no spider.
Bullshit. If it's like 2 feet from your face, you're going to be, and it's bigger than your face, you're going to be scared of it.
You should call spider busters.
I would have called anything. I, you know, instead we called lady, middle-aged woman. And let's see. And Shipwreck, everybody is very excited and revved up about your controversial PlayStation Vita volume calculations. Mahoney7 writes in, volume is almost a worthless spec when talking portability of a handheld system. Something being twice as thick doesn't make it twice as cumbersome. Length and width and weight for bigger tech like tablets are way more important. So Cheapy, you're right. Shipwreck is crazy.
I don't know. I think we need to ask, we should ask our wives, is volume as important as weight and length?
Right. Shipwreck, you're the engineer. You would know. What does this guy know?
It's part of the equation. Volume's part of the equation. I'll say that. Like, the fact is, the Vita's not going to fit in a pocket. That's all I'm saying. You're going to have to bring something along to carry your Vita in.
Like a bucket.
Mm-hmm, that'll work.
A bucket or a
good
wagon.
Size bucket.
A wagon.
Yes. A radio flyer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Make sure you get the PS Vita branded one, though.
I recommend going to an Electronic Arts junket. They will give you a backpack, probably, that will hold a Vita.
This backpack that I got in the mail, it's pretty sweet.
I saw the picture, the Astro PS Vita case.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need a backpack. It's like a rucksack.
A rucksack would work, I suppose. But could you describe a rucksack to me? I'm not really.
Please be helping me with my rucksack. You want to be eating the Swedish meatballs?
Oh, now I understand what it is.
It's from Trading Places. Remember when they dressed
up? Gotcha.
Up.
Yes.
Yes. But wait, I'm looking for your tweet here where you were talking about how... Oh, here it is. You compared the volume of the PS Vita to the volume of the new Amazon Kindle Fire, which we'll be talking about in a little bit. And you said that it's 96% as tall, 70% as wide, and 62% fatter than the Kindle Fire.
Yep.
So there you go.
So it's in the same ballpark. It's not as wide, but otherwise it's... It's in the same ballpark.
It's almost as tall and fatter.
We should just get it out of the way and say the Vita is basically a tablet.
With controls on it. With proper controls.
Right. It's going to be a fun gaming device.
Just bring a complex pulley system so you can bring it with you. Or a personal assistant to carry it.
I was just about to say the same thing. I bet you could hire a guy to carry it.
Sure. Yeah. Mexicans.
They need to do something.
Right, they're used to backbreaking labor.
That was terrible. That's terrible. Let's stop this before it goes too far.
Right. What else we got here? I don't know. That's all the show feedback I wrote down, and Wombat didn't write down any, so that's what you get.
I was stuck on a train. It's not my fault.
All week, Wombat was stuck on a train, okay?
The entire week.
The entire week. Anyhow, moving on. I see somebody saw the Conan documentary.
I did. It's on Netflix now. Instant watch.
Don't you mean Quixster? Quixster's the other one.
Yeah, Quixster is if you actually still believe in physical media like a sucker.
Right, okay. Good reviews.
It was good. I enjoyed it, actually. It's interesting because he's kind of a douche.
Oh, yeah? Why? Why do you say that?
You know what it is? It's not... It's he... His... And I know people like this, and I could be this kind of person. You're this kind of person. When you like someone, you're mean to them.
Right.
You know those kind of people that, you know, your idea of palling around is pointing out every fault they have?
Right. Like, I don't know anybody like that.
Exactly. Hey, Baldy. How's it going, Baldy? You're still bald.
That's not a fault. That is a style choice.
Exactly. That's Conan O'Brien with everybody.
Interesting.
Hey, fatty, you still fat today?
Wow.
To his assistant, wow, I can't believe you did something right today.
Mm. Well, he's trying to be entertaining.
He's trying to be entertaining, and it's funny because he can pull it off.
But everybody's so sad around him.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's like, well, okay then.
Okay, let's move on. Let's keep things rolling because a lot of stuff to talk about this week. Let's move into new releases.
The newest releases.
The newest of the releases. Not those old releases that happened last week. These
oh,
new
my
releases.
God. Those aren't even worth talking about anymore.
I know. Especially since we did it.
We'll talk about this later.
Right.
Totally.
X-Men Destiny. Let's do it. How is it, Wombat?
We're going to jump right in, huh? Feet first?
Yeah, I want to hear about X-Men Destiny.
Wombat made me, sent me a message. He said, what was the deal? It's the reverse CBD made me buy it. Or the CBD guarantee, I forgot the hell. Whatever
it does. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I went out and bought the game.
Right.
And I got
They didn't send out review copies.
No, they did not. Actually, no. I think Destructoid, Jim Sterling tweeted out that he got his like a day ago.
Okay. So a couple days after the.
Yeah. After release. I still didn't get one.
We're still supposed to be getting one.
Well, if it shows up, and if it shows up to me, it's a contest prize. If it shows up to you, you get to play it.
I'm sure. Yeah. Okay. So go on. Let's hear about it.
Well, actually, it starts off like this. I went to get it during the day, and during the day, when I got it, I come home, I open it up. You know, like it's 8:15 in the evening. I open it up, and I'm not making this up. It looked like there was a bullet hole in the disc.
Hmm.
I took a photo
of it.
No, like not the center where the hole
right,
normally is.
That's supposed to be there.
It's in the top, like a little bit above it and to the right. There was like a divot, which I actually didn't notice right away. I put the disc in and it wouldn't play. And I'm like, even my Xbox doesn't want me to play this game.
Mm.
So I had to go and actually returned it that night and exchanged it for a new one. And I got home and I popped the disc in. And if I had one thing to say, thank you. My wife just brought me dinner.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the one thing you would say about this game?
The one thing I would say about this game is that it's very ugly.
Yes. Well, remember, Ship and I saw it at E3 this year, too.
And at PAX. I played it at PAX as well.
Oh, lucky you.
No lines.
Of course. It's surprisingly ugly.
You could have waited. You know, you are the one giving the sort of.
Oh, that's right. No, that's okay. I'm
the
back
review
I'm
of the
back.
Game. Maybe you want to wait till
you guys were talking. I took a bite. Yeah. I'm so hungry.
Right.
Me so hungry.
Right.
No, it's Cyclops looks so weird, and it's not just the costume, but his face. Like I don't even like looking at him. He looks deformed. The environments have no texture at all. Like none. It's just like walls aren't even brick. It's just gray.
That's wallpaper, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Outside wallpaper.
Stucco.
I'm on the third level of the game, but it doesn't look anything different than the first level.
That's exactly what we were afraid of. Isn't that like what our preview sounded like at E3? It just looked like everything is going to be all the enemies are repetitive.
How are the guys in the sunglasses and the backwards hats?
Yep,
you beat any of them up?
I beat up a bunch of those guys. And their friends who wear the same outfits but with helmets, their friends.
Right, they're better. They're like the, you know, they got a raise, so they were able to buy a helmet.
And I mean, the thing is, though, there's some really good ideas in this game. There are some things in this game that I really like that you play and you go, man, I wish this idea was in a better game.
Hmm.
Not playing as an X-Men totally works.
Really?
Yes, it totally works. I think it would be better if I could make my own character from scratch as opposed to having to pick from 3 preset character models.
Yeah, that did seem lame.
That's kind of lame, but the idea works. This is something you'll hear me talk a lot about this game. The idea works. So picking a character is cool. Picking one of the 3 preset abilities is also not a bad idea. It's very RPG standard. You know, you have your lightning projectile attack.
It's like your base ability?
Yeah. Yeah, your base ability.
Are you playing as the Asian girl or one of the
I'm playing as generic dude. There's three. There's Big Jock, Asian Girl, and Generic Dude. I'm over Generic Dude.
There's Big Jock, Asian Girl, and we ran out of ideas.
Totally. It totally is. It's like, how about a guy who's medium build with blonde hair and white?
So you chose that guy.
I chose that guy.
But you're probably the only one.
Probably. And I picked the lightning.
So are you just like palling around with Darwin in this game or what?
Totally. Darwin's all over the game. No, there is a mutant that I have like all of her powers. This is what else is cool. During the game, you pick up these things that are called X genes, and it either enhances the power set that you picked, or it adds a new power to your arsenal in a way.
Like textures, exactly.
And that's an idea that also really works. Even picking up the other costumes works in its own silly way. Like, my generic dude can dress up like Juggernaut, and that's very funny. You know, he wears that reddish-brown Juggernaut outfit without the helmet, and it's kind of silly. Or when he wears Emma Frost's, you know, white jumpsuit is pretty funny.
Wait, he dresses up like Juggernaut without a helmet?
Without the helmet.
Like, that's pretty much a key component of Juggernaut's outfit.
It has the same, like, texture to the costume. It works. It works in its way.
You can dress up as Cyclops, but you don't get the visor.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, the things that do work, like I picked up a defensive ability. I picked up the Iceman defensive ability. And it does just what you would expect it to do. It turns my body into... I look like Iceman when I have it equipped. It puts a big ice shield around me. And that works. There's an ability for Avalanche where you can run faster when you have this Avalanche ability equipped. And when you run, the ground like rips up behind him because he's, you know, being all avalanche-y. So that, in that sense, those things kind of work. I could add North Star... I added his aura projection power to my offensive attack. So I don't just shoot lightning bolts, I also shoot the white photon things, too, that come out of my hands.
So it sounds like you sort of like the game, in a way. It's not horrible, it sounds like, in your eyes.
The problem is that it's just it's more like a Streets of Rage kind of game. It's more RPG. Streets of Rage than it is RPG. Exactly.
Right.
It's a brawler with some RPG elements. I'd rather be playing an RPG.
What price would you recommend people to pick this game up at?
Well, the game's only supposed to be about 5 hours long, which I haven't finished it. I'm about 4 hours in.
Right.
I would say that it's definitely worth a rental.
All right.
But that's really where I would say
right now. $2 rental from Redbox.
A $2 rental from Redbox. If you really love the X-Men, I would say maybe the $20 range at the most.
It's gonna be like 15 by Black Friday, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, and if you do get the game, make sure you look up. I think it's on GameFAQs. The pre-order codes are button presses, like up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B.
They couldn't be bothered to come up to do the whole unique code generating.
No, there's no unique code. So that's why I have the Juggernaut costume and the Emma Frost costume. They both were pre-order codes.
Nice.
So. Fancy. I have those. Yeah, exactly. Although I don't wear them anyway. I wear my Iceman costume because Iceman is the shit.
Good. All right, yeah. So there it is. X-Men Destiny. Wombat doesn't hate it.
It's not that it's hard to hate it because I like some of the ideas. And I could see the forest for the trees, so to speak. But at its core, it is a terrible game. There's no getting around it. Like, you could dance around it all you want.
Right.
It's
okay.
Not.
It's around it for about 10 minutes there.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's not polished. It's not finished. I've run into a handful of glitches. The dialogue is awful. The cutscenes and the dialogue is unskippable.
Right. So it's one of those games, if it didn't have the license, you wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
No, I wouldn't. I would never even know it existed. Okay. It's a shame.
Do you think, though, the important thing is, do you think this made them enough capital, Silicon Knights, enough capital to make Two Human 2?
Oh, I'm sure.
No. I have a feeling this game was made for very little money and was released before they started to lose money, before Activision started to lose money. If anything, I'd say they broke even, both companies.
They're not going to break even on this. Oh, because you're saying it cost them so little money to make the game.
Yes.
So Silicon Knights might have made money from it then.
I don't know. I don't know if they're really going to make if there's a significant amount of money to be made from this finished product on anyone's part.
Right.
I'd be interested to know what, like, the contract was there between Silicon Knights and Activision to get this X-Men game to shelves.
Mm. Well, are you familiar with the Fantastic Four movie from the 90s? The 1990 Fantastic Four movie that stars nobody?
No.
Okay, it was made by, I believe, Canon Films. Remember Canon Films? And they had the rights to the Fantastic Four at the time, and they hired Roger Corman to make a movie for $1 million using the Fantastic Four license, because their contract stipulated that if they didn't make a movie by whatever year it was, let's say 1990, they would lose the licensing rights, and they wanted to keep them. So they made the cheapest Fantastic Four movie they could possibly make and shelved it, which is why you can only buy it on bootleg.
Hmm.
I have a feeling that this may be some sort of a way for Activision to hold on to an X-Men license. Like some sort of, I think this game is called X-Men Contractual Obligation was the original right. working title. That's my theory. It's completely baseless. It's totally a guess, but that's my theory.
All right. Not a bad theory. I'm trying to look it up, that movie, but you can look on YouTube. You can see the trailer. Yeah, there it is. Okay, so yeah, everyone, you can Google that later. Okay, what else we got in new releases?
Let's see here. That Cabela's Big Game Hunter 2012 came out. We've talked about that in the past. So If people want to shoot bears and wolves and deer with a light gun, that's out there. I think we're getting a copy to review, so look forward to that.
All right.
Let's see. The Ico and Shadow of the Colossus collection came out for PS3. Did any of us
would want to play
up?
Those shitty games?
I would like to pick it up. I just have not done so yet.
I haven't either. I would like cheap. To too, but
the 3D is really
I'm
nice
just
in those games.
Hold off
GB.
For a while.
Yeah. Okay. I'll check it out. I'll definitely check it out. Yeah, it's a little pricey right now for me in Japan, so.
Mm.
I will wait.
It's part of that Amazon deal, though, right?
Yeah, if you go on the front page of CAG, there's a buy two, one of the two PS3 collection games, get $20 off. So that's a pretty good deal. They're all $40, so get two for $60 is another way of saying it. What
that's
else?
Four games for the price of one.
I saw it at Tokyo Game Show, and weirdly they were not demonstrating the 3D aspects of it, but it looked, you know, it doesn't look quite like a current gen game, but certainly it's an improvement. But
those games animate so nicely that
yeah, that's all
you can
need.
Still stand looking at them. Like it still looks nice.
I'm also curious to see how it holds up, because Ico is one of my favorite games of all time, and I wonder if it. Still is.
You don't want it to have Resident Evil 4 syndrome?
Yeah, I don't. Exactly. I don't. So, but I would. I'd like to try it and see how it goes. What else?
Resident Evil Code Veronica X that came out. Speaking of Resident Evil,
That's the one that I never. That's the one where I like got stuck and I never finished it, even though I played a lot of it.
It's a pretty long game. I'm gonna check
two.
It out.
That was a double disker, right? On PlayStation?
On Dreamcast, yeah.
Or no, on PlayStation.
Oh, I just played the non-X version of it.
Okay.
I played the original release on Dreamcast. I never played the PlayStation version of it.
I got to the second disc and something I couldn't find, a fire extinguisher or something. I don't remember. A long time ago, but I was like, fuck this.
Well, now's your chance. For $20, you can try again.
I don't think that's
now that game has the classic, I say in quotes, tank controls, right?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck that game.
I kind of liked my Resident Evil games like that.
Awkwardly controlled.
The new ones are awkwardly controlled too.
They are.
They're just a different awkwardly controlled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let's see. What else we got here?
Child of Eden comes out this week for PlayStation 3. I don't know if you're going to get that cheapy.
I regret the whole buying it on 360 thing, because not only did I buy it, I got the Kinect with it, which is sitting in my closet, and now the PS3 version's out, and it has 3D, and the 3D is supposed to be pretty good. And of course, that's the type of game you probably want to play in 3D. So, and I don't know if I don't think I want to buy it again, but there it is. You should check it out. Let's see if it can sell more than 25,000 copies like the 360 version did.
It might
for
just
twice as much as what the 360 version is now.
What's that?
It came out for $40, I think, on PS3, which you can get the 360 version. It's been for 20 at least.
And now it's included in the Kinect bundle.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right.
Let's see what else. Oh, I've been playing on PlayStation Network Rochard, which is a
Rochard. It's not pronounced Rochard.
Rochard? Something like that. Rockhard?
Rockhard. Stop describing my abs, please, for everybody. It's really distracting.
There's a game called Flabby and Pale.
And Harry.
And Harry?
Don't forget Harry. And Sweaty.
So Flabby, Pale, and Harry is a Metroidvania game.
Ooh.
It's got a really cool art style to it. The characters are almost like caricatures, like cartoon-looking guys. But it has a very almost Shadow Complex feel to it. It's got that whole 3D characters and a 2D plane thing going on.
Hmm.
It's got – you're like this space miner, and so all the weapons you find, which so far I only have like a gun, like a gravity gun that can pick stuff up and shoot it around the room and everything, and then I have a gun that just shoots bullets, basically, lasers. But they're all like mining equipment as you're going around. And you are a space miner, so there's a lot of gravity stuff involved. So it's very puzzle-oriented. You have to figure out how to like get past both enemies and like move boxes to different areas. Like you'll have like an area that's got like a blue force field around it, and the blue force fields either you can move through, but the boxes can't, and then it'll be like red ones that are vice versa. So you have to kind of like move around these environments, and you can affect gravity with one of the triggers. So you can turn off like low gravity so you can jump higher, and like you can grab a box and then shoot that box directly below you. And that makes you jump even higher in the low
gravity.
Sounds
pretty cool, actually. Sounds like you like it.
It's a very cool game. I think I'm like 3 hours into it, 3 or 4 hours into it. I think it's like a 6 or 8 hour game. Huh. It's $10 or
so longer
Plus.
Than X-Men.
Yes, longer and better than X-Men. I guarantee that. It's $8 for PlayStation Plus members.
Oh, so, cool. Very good. So Rochard.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
Or whatever, however you say it.
Yeah.
Cool. What else?
FIFA came out. Yeah, we're all big FIFA players, right?
Sure. And Pro Evolution Soccer. You get your choice.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't decide which one to get.
I know. I'll probably get neither.
Which one has Ronaldo in it? And Garaga too.
What else we got?
Saint Jeef.
Right.
Let's see. That's pretty much it. I just wanted to mention also that the Gundamonium collection came out on Steam. We're friends with some of those guys over there. And
Johnny Gundam?
Johnny Gundam. Gundamonium collection. It's a collection of shooters. It's $10 on Steam.
All right.
It's by the Rockin' Android guys. So.
Cool. I see that Driver San Francisco is out on PC. I don't know if it's any good on PC, but it was really good on the consoles. And it's on sale on Amazon download for $39.99. So, yeah, check that out. The game's good. The game's real good.
There's a lot of good games out.
So many.
I like it. And then Wombat's playing X-Men.
I'm playing X-Men. Hey, I did finish Deus Ex over the weekend, last weekend.
Ah, Mazel Tov.
Thank you. That game is awesome.
The ending was solid?
No, the ending is terrible, but the game is awesome.
Right.
You know what I finished over the weekend?
Huh? What?
Oh, go ahead. Keep going.
I was
going
to say,
I want to hear some more about Deus Ex.
The ending of Deus Ex, you get to, and I watched all four endings. Every single one of them sucks worse than the one before it. It's a complete waste of 3 minutes of your time.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know, it's the journey is so worth it. I spent, how long did it take me? Like 32 hours to finish that game? Worth every second.
It's hard
second.
To finish a game up like that, don't you think? I mean, to give it a really good ending?
Well, that's just, well, they could have. I think I know what I wanted the ending to be, and it wasn't. I'm not going to get into detail because I know a lot of people haven't finished it yet.
You see Adam Jensen's augmented penis.
Exactly. I wanted it to
breaks,
see
breaks through a wall.
And I'll hack your mainframe.
Right.
Uh huh. Yeah, and then he kills everyone with his penis. I mean, that's the ending I wanted.
Of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be in DLC, I think.
Now, when you finish the game and you see the ending, you'll go, "Oh my god, he was right. This is the worst thing I've ever seen ever."
Right. All right, I'll keep an eye out for it. And be a for disappointment.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Keep an eye out for the disappointment.
What were you going to say, Shep?
I said I finished the game over the weekend.
What was that?
Nicktoons MLB.
How does that compare to the Konami one?
I don't know. I got all 1,000 achievement points.
Well, that's good.
That was pretty good. It's a really strange game, like, because the graphics. The players are the realistic graphics they've just taken directly out of what looks like MLB 2K. But they put them on – you can either play in real stadiums or cartoon-based stadiums.
Hmm.
And the cartoons are all made into three-dimensional characters, even if they originally weren't. And they all have like – they don't have expressions really, the cartoon characters. So they just all have like these dead faces for the most part. It's really bizarre.
That sounds like the X-Men game. But do you actually get to play baseball like as SpongeBob?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you can play either as a whole team of the cartoon characters, a whole team of the MLB characters, or a mixture of the two. And you don't want the shaven yak playing third base for you. I figured that out. Because
That's a good pro tip.
Pro tip there. He can't bend over to tag people. It's so sad. He'll catch the ball in plenty of times. Excellent fielder. But he'll just stand there at the bag and watch people slide underneath his glove because he can't bend over.
Because he has no waist?
He's got hooves. He's doing the best he can.
Now, is Doug funny in the game?
Doug is not funny, and he is not in the game.
The Rugrats, are they in this game?
Rugrats, they have cut scenes that have these little like hand-drawn like paintings. And Rugrats are in those, but you cannot play as any Rugrats.
Yeah, this game sucks.
All right, let's maybe we should move on.
No, let's spend more time on this.
I think so. I think we need to spend more time on Nicktoons.
Let's go to some CAG shopping news. I see there's a big sale on Xbox Live Arcade games this week, or I don't know, actually know when it ends. Let's see when it ends. But there's some good stuff in there, and there's some good discounts too. As I pull this thing up, and my computer goes very slowly.
Yeah, Outland is in there for $5. That's a really good game for $5.
I don't even know what that game is.
Outland was a 2D, almost Metroid-style platformer that had some like Ikaruga-style stuff in it.
Oh, okay, I know that one.
Change between orange and blue.
Yeah, I have it. I'm glad I spent full price for it, and I only played an hour of it, if that much. Shank is in there for 50% off, which is also pretty solid. Especially at, $8? I don't know. Was it $7.50, I guess?
$7.50, yes. And Monday Night Combat is $7.50. Section 8 Prejudice is $10. That seems pretty solid for that.
Is that's the new one? That's the new one,
yeah.
Serious Sam. Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff. There's a thread on CAG. You'll see it, it's in our top 10 deals right now. Box on the front page. You'll see all the prices and everything and links to Metacritic and... good stuff. Definitely should check that out. Also, remind everybody, we got this Blockbuster Gears of War contest where we're giving away a signed copy of Gears of War 3 by the Epic Games team. It's at your house right now, isn't it, Chip?
It is. I have not defecated on it or anything so far.
Have you been using it as a coaster?
Uh-huh, that my coffee's sitting on it right now.
good. So, yeah, just click the contest link on CAG to enter that. And, of course, if you buy Gears of War 3 at Blockbuster between now and October 7th, you'll get a free month of unlimited in-store rentals of games and movies. So that's pretty good. And what else? We have a little question here from one of our listeners that fits right in here. DManiac777 writes in, says, "I've had it with GameStop. Where's the next best place to buy used games?" Well, I think there's some places that are even better than that to begin with. GameFly when they have their sales, or it's a great place. They've been having these nightly sales that have been kicking major ass and been selling out very quickly. So you should definitely check that out. I think they're done for the rest of the week, but they'll start up again on Monday. And they go live at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So check that out.
And of course, I'm a little worried about my GameFly order. Remember last show I ordered the Michael Jackson game?
Yeah, still haven't seen it yet.
Still hasn't shown up.
Hmm. Sons of bitches.
And also, Amazon Warehouse Deals has some really good deals from time to time. And there's an ongoing thread on CAG that will contain all the deals and discussion for that. So definitely check out those two things. And now it's time for a word from one of our sponsors, Audible. Oh, actually, here, Wombat, you talk about Audible because I have to look something up here.
Sure. Do you love audio and books? Well, have...
What if we could combine the two?
What if we could combine the two together? Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Personally recommend an audiobook to your
No, you know, you're not supposed to read that
part. Oh, no. I just finished the book that I had picked up with my free trial, which was Super Gods by Grant Morrison. It was amazing. It took me about 2 weeks to listen to the whole thing. So I definitely got like a good solid, you know, on my commute every day. I literally was looking forward to my commute so I could get into the book a little more. He is very interesting. He's very opinionated, but the history is there, and it's fun to hear someone who's definitely an insider. There's no getting around that. Talk about his thoughts on superheroes. And
what's
like,
the name of the book?
It's called Super Gods, and it has a longer title than that. It's like what a sun god from Krypton and so-and-so could teach us about being human or something like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But it's just, it was really amazing. And I loved every second of what he had to say. Even when he rambles on talking about himself too much was kind of cool. When he starts talking about people that you know he knows personally, he can't help but interject his personal opinion. So if he likes someone, he talks way too kindly about them. And when he dislikes someone, he really lets them have it.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, exactly. But it was really good. Liked it.
So go to audibletrial.com/cagcast to get that the free 2 week trial and the free audiobook. And also, if you sign on, if you keep your Audible membership going, you get a free audiobook per month. You get 30% off on additional purchases, free digital subscription to the New York Times or Wall Street Journal. Well, that's pretty good. That's expensive, those things. Members only special sales and promotions and over 100,000 titles to choose from. And it works on your iPod and all that other good stuff. Wombat almost got me into trouble last week because despite me warning him to tone down the language in our Audible ads, he felt the need to use words that I would be embarrassed in presenting to people who work for Audible. And of course, I get an email from Audible. You know, they see that we're, you know, of course our listeners are awesome and they sign up for the trial and it's been going very well. So the people at Audible see that and like, hey, you know, we see that you're doing well. Can you send us a link to the latest episode so we can listen to your ad spot? Of course, I'm like, oh shit. Like I remember what went on in there. So I had to, and you know, of course it's a woman who sent me the email. So now I have to feel extra guilty that this woman has to hear.
I think that your concern with what you think their concern wasn't their real concern.
You know, it's not that. It's just, I was embarrassed that this woman, her job is not to listen to, you know, sexual profanity. You know,
she's heard a lot worse. I know some of the other podcasts that they sponsor. I think what they wanted to make sure we were doing, because again, as you said, our fans are awesome, and I thank every single one of you that signed up. I think they wanted to make sure that we weren't saying something that wasn't true.
Gotcha.
Like, you know, they wanted to make sure that we were saying it's a 14-day trial with one free audiobook.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, just be sure if you like the service, keep using it. Be sure, though, like after that 14 days, be sure to to go in there and cancel if you don't want to get your credit card charged, because that will happen.
Gotcha.
That's how the service works.
That's how things work in the real world.
Yeah, I think I'm going to keep mine going for a while though. Like, I signed up.
You like it?
I like it. The one thing is, it takes me a long time to get through an audiobook because I can't listen to them when I'm at work so much, because I have to really concentrate when I'm listening to an audiobook.
Sure.
So I'm liking the Mass Effect Retribution one that I've been listening to, though.
I finished Hunger Games, although I read it the old-fashioned way. Call me old-fashioned. I like to read it. But Hunger Games is awesome, so you should definitely download that one for free. And they're making a movie about it. And you get to, if you read or listen to the book first, you get to be that guy after you see the movie to all your friends that, oh, they changed this from the book, they changed that from the book. You get to be that guy. Everybody wants to be that guy.
Cheapy's always that guy.
I'm that guy.
Whether he read the book or not.
It was really good, though. And I, anyway, we'll move on.
That's audibletrial.com/KaiCast. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Excellent. Thank you. Now on to, I don't know, news and whatever this, whatever the hell this stuff is. We talked about X-Men Destiny. Did either of you guys try the Battlefield 3 beta? I briefly tried it.
Tried to, but the servers must have been down or something. Like, it just wouldn't connect.
I played a few rounds. It seems a lot faster than the last, than Bad Company. Like, I seem to die really quickly. It looked good, though. I was very impressed with the graphics. I didn't have any lag problems, but then again, I literally played 15 minutes because I'm not feeling well, and I just wanted to go to sleep. And of course, I couldn't sleep because I'm not feeling well. But I don't know. Well, we'll talk about it more, maybe a little more next week. We've had more time to dive into it. But I think a lot of people want us to talk about the big Amazon announcements from a couple days ago, which I stayed up late to watch the very excellent coverage on Gizmodo. Props to Gizmodo for covering the Amazon Kindle Fire tablet announcement and the new regular Kindles. So, yes, $199, and it's literally $199.00. And you get a 7-inch color tablet running Android, a sort of custom build of Android made by Amazon, which, you know, hooks into the whole Amazon content delivery service of the books on Kindle and their Amazon MP3 and their TV and movie streaming service, which I don't know. Does that have a name? I don't
think it's just,
it doesn't
Prime.
Have a good name.
It's Amazon Prime.
Just part of Amazon Prime.
I think it's just part of Amazon Prime, but I think it's actually called something else.
Yeah. Streaming or?
I don't know. Video on demand, maybe. Amazon Video on Demand sounds
that
right
could,
to me.
That could be it. So, I mean, the amazing thing, the most amazing thing about this is the price. I mean, the price is, that's a killer price. We haven't seen tablets that cheap unless they've been basically blown out. Like the, what was that one? That was
the Hewlett Packard.
Yeah. That one. Touchpad. Yeah.
It's Amazon Instant Video.
Instant Video. Okay. I mean, it looks cool, and people have been ordering them on KAG. Thank you for doing that, by the way. I think that this is, I don't know, I like the idea of a smaller, more portable tablet than the iPad. I have the original iPad. So I ordered it, and I ordered one from my peeps also. So we'll be able to talk about it when it comes out. It's not coming out till November something.
17th, I'll say?
Something like that.
November 15th. I'm on the actual Amazon page right now. I'm most interested in is WhisperSync.
Well, WhisperSync is just the book syncing, right?
No. Like a Kindle e-reader, Kindle Fire uses Amazon's WhisperSync technology to automatically sync your library, last page read, bookmarks, etc. across your devices. WhisperSync extends to video. Start streaming a movie on your Kindle Fire, then pick up right where you left off on your TV.
Okay, cool. Because it is awesome with the books because, I have one of the older Kindles. And, you know, I was on a bus on Ty's school trip the other day and I didn't have my Kindle with me, obviously. But I downloaded the Kindle app on my iPhone, and then I just picked up right where I left off. It's really awesome.
So I'm assuming it needs to be a web-enabled TV in order for it to work?
Yes, it would definitely need to be connected to some sort of network.
Well, that's what I'm like trying to figure out. Like, you know, it would be nice if there's a way to plug the Kindle into your TV so you could watch videos on your television.
I don't know how that's going to work. That would be good, though.
That's what I think is the thing that may be missing, is the ability to, because right now you need either, I mean, and they do exist, TVs with the Amazon Prime app built in, or right. You could get a Blu-ray player that has the Amazon app installed in it, or even a desktop thing. But if you could watch Amazon Prime, you know, and use this one device to either watch the streaming movies on the go or watch these streaming movies on your TV at home, then you have something that's a little more substantial.
That would be awesome. Because iPad can do that. If you have Apple TV, you can stream anything right off your iPad. And so maybe they need to come out with a little box like that.
It's on Roku box.
Okay. So if you have, but I don't know if it has that type of streaming capability where you can go right from your Kindle Fire to that.
Well, why? I mean,
why would you need to do that?
Because I don't want to have to buy another box.
Right, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, because what I think is a real value is for $200 you can get the Kindle Fire. For the additional $80 a year, Amazon streaming services plus Prime, which is worth, you know, you get the free 2-day shipping on everything on Amazon. In addition to that, that is significantly cheaper than an iPad and Netflix streaming. Netflix streaming is $90 a year against the $80 a year, and the Kindle is about half the price of an iPad.
Right, and you get the Amazon Prime,
and you get the free shipping. Exactly. So it's kind of there's a significant value to that, but
the price is the big selling factor here.
Exactly, but what you don't get is the ability to watch this on my television.
Right. Unless they come up with something.
Unless they come up with something. I don't know
what they could do, but the other big selling point is their new web browser, the Amazon Silk, which uses their cloud computers to do a lot of the crunching. So you're basically, if you're surfing the internet, you're basically surfing it on their cloud, and it's pushing, doing the processing there and pushing the stuff to you. So it's supposed to be significantly faster, which I'm very curious to check out. And it's, you know, like I said, it's so cheap. Like, just get it. Why not? And I also bought one of the new Kindles. I bought the cheapest Kindle now, the one that doesn't have touch. Those are actually shipping now. The other ones don't ship until late November. But I'm not sure that the touch, I'd rather have the smaller one without touch, I think. The smaller, lighter one without touch.
I don't think you'll notice a difference, you know, in your difference day-to-day use.
The battery life is less, and it has less storage, and it doesn't have the touch, obviously. But and it doesn't have the text to speech, which I've never used either. But I don't know. I think I would just rather have smaller and lighter. I think that to me is the biggest selling factor, and cheaper. So I went with that, and I should have it next week, so I could do a little.
I started reading Olivia Munn's book on the Kindle.
What? Yeah. Why?
Because it was on my wife's Kindle.
What Kindle does she have?
She has the one that's...
Is it white or gray?
It's gray. It's a newer one.
So she has the newer one. I have the older one.
Yeah, she has the newer one. And because my iPod battery died and I needed something to do on the train, so I read that. I read half the book because a Kindle tells you exactly how far along percentage-wise in the book.
Right.
I was 51% through the book by the time I finished my train.
One, so an hour ride.
An hour ride. I was halfway through.
Right. Was it good?
No.
Why? And why is your wife reading the Olivia Munn book?
Because I think someone like put it on her Kindle for her.
Oh, they lent it to her?
Yeah.
So you can like loan the books and stuff. All right. So I don't know. That sounds cool. I'm excited to check out. This will be my first Android device. So look at me switching to the dark side. What else we got here? Anything else we need to talk about? Somebody playing Ratchet and Clank?
I tried out the beta of that. It's a fun game. It's all about co-op, and like it does a lot of stuff that like rather than just running around with another person or up to four people and doing your own thing, like it rewards you for aiming at the same enemy. Like your shots do more damage then, and then there's sections where you're like on a floating platform, and if all the characters move to one side, then it makes that platform shift to the left to dodge stuff, and then you got to run to the other side, everybody, to shift back to the right. So it seems like it's a really good, or going to be a really good co-op Ratchet and Clank game. I'm looking forward to playing that with my wife here. So
your wife here. What about your wife in Jamaica?
I think she's still on the train.
Oh, shipwreck, when you come to play the Ratchet and Clank with me. Oh, wait, she became Swedish all of a sudden.
Yeah, what?
She has, well, that, she has that pack from. You were talking about before.
So, shipwreck, please be helping me with my rucksack and Ratchet and Clank. Yeah. That's not good for my throat, by the way, doing that voice.
That's too bad. You know the trains are still suspended? Speaking of the trains, they're still suspended.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. I also... speaking of Sony shipwreck, I enjoyed your little rant the other day. I guess it was last night about the PlayStation Store.
Yeah, I had done some shopping on the PlayStation Store, and
they almost don't want you to buy stuff.
It's so frustrating. Like you just have to click X so many times just to get like one thing that you want, and every time it defaults to, hey, you're going to sit here and watch this status bar.
Right. Would you rather... We just assume that you'd like to watch this download instead of just have it download in the background. Because most people would like to watch a status bar move for like a half an hour or longer. Yeah, it is weird. It's, you know, it's very Japanese.
Yeah, it just... I go in there every Tuesday night so that I can get all my PlayStation Plus stuff and see what's new and look around. And it always takes me longer than what I want it to.
X, a lot of X's.
Yeah, a lot of X's. I just always feel like I'm using it wrong.
I don't think so. But yeah, that's the way it's designed. It's just designed to be annoying somehow. They really want to make sure you wanted to buy that. No, there'll be no accidents happening.
Yeah, and then the same thing with I'm a PlayStation Plus member. Great, you're going to give me all this free stuff. Don't make me click the agreement that makes, like, every time you get a free thing, it makes sure that you know that you don't own that.
Right, that, like, you're going to lose it if you don't continue your subscription.
Yeah, just, I could click that once and be fine with it. Like, I remember. It's okay, guys. I don't need, every time I download something for free, I don't need to click through that. It's... I know it's such a minuscule annoyance, but it's still,
but
they
just add up. They add up. It's just usability. It's like basic usability 101. But we don't need to rant about that anymore.
No, that's enough. That's a very small rant.
That's a mini rant.
I've been playing my PS3 a lot.
That's
lately,
good.
So it's good. Yeah, I'm liking it.
Good. Let's move on to Gears of War. Have we been playing that?
I finished it.
Yay! And.
That game's awesome.
Yeah, the campaign. I started the campaign.
I doubt it's better than X-Men.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite of X-Men, I think. Like, uber polished and smooth, like, you know.
But can you turn into a guy made out of ice? No.
No, but you can put out fires with a fire extinguisher.
That's my dream in life.
So, I mean, I only played about an hour of the campaign. My problem is that I like the multiplayer so much that whenever I turn it on, I just jump into the multiplayer. But
it's understandable. I haven't tried the multiplayer at all yet. Hmm. I much rather just go through the campaign. So it offers both things.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot. Even on the multiplayer side, there's a lot of content there. You have, I don't know, five or six competitive modes, and you have the Horde co-op mode and the new Beast co-op mode, which I haven't tried yet. Where you play as the Locust and you have to kill the humans, but the Horde mode they've improved that a little bit. They've given you more stuff to do. Like before each round, you have an opportunity to set up defenses, you know, lay down barricades and, you know, put up some turrets and buy weapons. You earn money each round, and I don't know.
So they kind of took some of the Call of Duty zombie type stuff and stuck it in there.
Yeah, yeah. It works. It's really it's fun, man. Though it takes a long time to get through. We got up to like level 30. I was playing with Jimmy Mack, and we got up to 30. I want to say like 35 or something like that. But it was just, I had to go to bed. couldn't stay up late. It was making me feel even more sick. But it's awesome, dude. And I love the competitive multiplayer. Even though I'm lucky if I finish in the middle of the pack, I don't care. It's so fun. And it's so easy to get into a game with the way they work the bots, where they have bots fill in the spaces on empty teams. And then, people joining in just take the places of the bots. It's so smooth. I haven't seen any lag. I don't mind, they've changed it a little bit in that you can choose weapons to start the round with. You have a little bit of a choice.
I thought that was in the last game, in Gears of War 2, you could do that.
Could you choose?
I think so.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I forget.
That's okay.
I played a lot of that one, too. But they have, I think the sawed-off shotgun is new, right? Where you're basically, you can do one-shot kills, but you have to be really close to them. It's very widespread. And people use that a lot because it's really powerful, obviously. But I don't mind. I mean, I use it too sometimes. And I don't know. I think it's awesome. I think the game
is
awesome.
You should use it.
I don't think it's too cheap. It's a strategy. Look, if you can pull it off, use it.
I know it's not too cheap on stuff like that in games when I use it and I get killed just as quickly. Like,
right.
I could be running around with that shotgun and get instant killed and not kill anybody. So yeah. It's not the shotgun's fault. It's my fault.
You need a little bit of a skill there, I guess. I think it's awesome.
Throw some skill, Shipwreck. Do you mind?
Yeah, practice. But if any game is worth $60, this is. I mean, it's just jammed. And even there's co-op in the campaign, four-player co-op through the campaign.
Yeah, I played two players through most of it. I played with Meager.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, that game's so fun in co-op because, especially with the new wider areas, there's just so many ways to flank the enemy. Like one guy can draw most of the fire and then another guy can go around the side and pick him off from over there. It's just really good. And it looks so good. Like for this being 6 years into the Xbox 360, this game looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how they do it. I mean, they take their time to make these. It's been what, two and a half years since the last one. So
it's solid, and they even put 3D in, and the 3D is not bad. At least it doesn't have any like that ghosting that you can sometimes see in other games. It definitely takes a little bit of a resolution hit, but the 3D works. I tried it. It was, if I didn't make me feel nauseous, I would probably play more. But I don't know. It's an awesome game. Totally worth $60. No question about it.
And we tag teamed a review for this too. GP and I did. So
yes,
that'll be up on the site really soon.
Okay, good. I should make sure that it's looking good.
In case, you gotta fix something now. Maybe
I wrote two co-op modes instead of I didn't do the campaign.
That's all right.
I thought the campaign was, but we'll fix that anyway. We'll so that Gears, you gotta buy Gears. Everyone, play Gears.
It might be a positive review.
It might be. It might be outstanding.
I did not buy that game.
It's awesome.
I'll take your word for it.
But
maybe
so
you
want to
rent it from Redbox.
What's that? You can't. Yeah, why?
Why
is
not?
I don't know. Somebody sent me a message, and I think I forgot to put their name in here. But someone, Brad C. Adams writes in and wanted to know why Redbox won't be carrying Gears of War 3. And I don't know. He sent me a link to the Redbox Facebook page, and they say at this time Redbox will not be carrying the game Gears of War 3. Thank you for the suggestion. We will forward it to the games team here at Redbox. They didn't think people would be interested in Gears of War 3.
That's got to be some issue between Redbox and Microsoft or Epic, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it has to be an intentional, we don't want you to rent the game thing.
Huh. But like Gamefly has it, I'm sure. I don't know.
It's probably different. With Redbox, it's probably a partnership. With Gamefly, they probably buy 4 copies.
I don't know. All right, well, what else?
I don't know why.
We don't know the reason.
I'm spitballing.
You know what Redbox does have?
What?
X-Men Destiny.
Oh, that game is so awesome. It's shiny, and the characters look great.
Mm-hmm.
And the combat is fluid. And there's a noticeable difference between a light attack and a heavy attack.
What else we got here?
I played Fruit Ninja. Keg Who Frog had it already, and he sent me his code that was in his gun trigger.
The Kinect version?
The Kinect version of Fruit Ninja, which my daughter thinks is the funniest thing she's ever seen in her entire life. And then she went and attempted to play it and played it until she fell asleep, which makes it my favorite game of all time.
It's good, it's, right?
It is
like, I'm not
fun.
Crazy. That game's fun.
It's fun. It definitely wears you out. But it's, you know, it's good in short bursts. I mean, I don't think it's as good as you think it is, but I enjoy it, and Sabrina enjoys it, and that's really all that matters. Her two favorite games are Fruit Ninja and the Ms. Splosion Man pinball table.
Excellent.
You know what she's going to like? I can't believe you haven't played it yet.
Oh,
is
what?
That
Sesame Street game?
Once Upon a Monster.
Yeah, tell me, why would you like it?
Well, you're going to like it too, because it's pretty much, at least what they put two levels up on the demo, and it's pretty much a workout video for kids. Like, you're going to be up there dancing and making all these, like, mimicking all these moves at the monsters, like Cookie Monster and Elmo are kind of your physical trainers. It's all set in like a storybook type of thing.
So it's like with a game with Jillian Michaels, but prettier characters.
Oh. Exactly. Like, and you don't feel like so bad about your body shape having Cookie Monster tell you how to do these things. Like your self-image, you just get such a boost.
Right. Your pear shape doesn't seem so bad.
No. But I think Ty and Sabrina would both love this game.
I will think about letting him see it. I don't know. I just don't want him to be too hooked on it, because then I'll never get to play anything else. See, I'm counting on when Forza 4 comes out that he's going to love that, and I don't want him horning in on my Forza time with Cookie Monster. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he'd like it. I don't doubt that he would like it, but
it's gonna sell very well, I think, unless Excellent. People are selfish like you, Cheapy.
Right, I am selfish. I need my quality time with Forza. I'm sorry.
I'm the same way about Skyrim, so it's cool.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but she's not going to watch you play Skyrim.
No, she will never see Skyrim.
Right. Ty will like Forza. Ty now plays Top Gear with his little Matchbox cars, his Tomicar cars. He does his makes up his own episodes of Top Gear, which is awesome. And sometimes he even sings a song. What else we got?
I guess we're on to Nintendo.
Sure, why not?
Zelda Four Swords is available for free.
Oh, is that part of the ambassador program, or is that separate? You don't know.
That's separate. It's just part of the anniversary of Zelda celebration. So it's free until I think sometime next year, like February of next year or something like that, January, February. So I grabbed it. I haven't tried it yet, but
I played it on the GameCube.
I didn't.
It's a really good game. It's a really good puzzle game. It's actually an excellent puzzle game.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I've been playing Kirby Mass Attack for the DS. That game is a really fun Kirby game. Like, that will make you smile playing that game. It's all about, like, Kirby gets blasted apart, so you have all these little Kirbys, and you just go around, and it's all stylus based. So you flick the little Kirbys around and gather them up and get them to like hit switches and attack enemies and everything. It's very cute. I like it.
Cool.
And then I've also been, this comes out next week, but, I've been playing a little bit of Tetris Axis, which is Tetris with 20 different versions of Tetris on it.
That's a lot.
It's
this
a lot
of Tetris.
3DS? 3DS, yeah. The 3D does absolutely nothing for this game, which I'm kind of thankful for. Like, it's not some strange version of Tetris that sucks or anything. Like, it's actually Tetris in there. But they have a whole bunch of different game modes. I'm guessing the two they want you to play the most are the just classic marathon mode.
All right.
And this new Fever mode, which Fever mode is like a time-based mode where you get like a minute to get as many points as possible. And it does something where I think this is where the axis part of the title comes from. I haven't quite figured out what's going on yet. But as you go down and match up, you also as you're making the lines, but you can also match the colors of the blocks. And if you get a certain amount of those or something, then the whole play field like spins, and then you get a different view of the play field that you didn't even know like existed, and then you play from there.
In 3D?
It's still 2D. Wow. There's 3D stuff going on. It's got your little me there in the bottom screen. I don't know. It's Tetris. It's $30 too, so it's not as expensive as most 3DS games. But you kind of know what you're getting into.
It plays like, the song?
It plays something that sounds like the song. I don't know if it's the real song or not. I've been playing in bed a lot, so I've had the music turned down pretty low too, though.
Does it play ass in Tetris?
Can't confirm or deny that.
That's Cheapy's favorite song of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a fact. It's my song, dude.
It is. It's a fact.
It's my one of my two songs that I've made.
I know.
Three songs.
I know.
Three
you songs. Won a Grammy for that.
Right. All right, cool. Well, Rob Nava writes in and he wants to know, he says, the Apple 5 announcement is officially just around the corner. What are your most wanted new features or enhancements? I'll go first since I've been thinking about it because I have nothing else to do. A much better camera. I'm pretty much sick of the crummy camera on the iPhone 4. I know it was much better than the 3, but it still kind of sucks. So, and not just megapixels, like a better lens. It needs a better lens. That's the problem. Some of that near field communications magic, so you can pay with stuff on your iPhone. That would be fun. That, I mean, we have all that stuff in Japan already, like with separate cards and things like that, and other phones have it. But it'd be cool to see it on the iPhone. And really just the new operating system I'm looking forward to as well. I've heard good things about that. Other than that, I don't know. That's all I need, really. Faster, and that's it. That doesn't take a lot to make me excited. You guys have anything, or probably not?
Well, I just got an iPhone 4 in the spring, so I hope this one sucks.
Right.
I don't have an iPhone yet, so I'm hoping this is the last version they make.
Right. And your contract isn't up till next year, right?
My contract is up January 1st, 2012.
Cool. So you're going to get one, I predict.
Yes.
You better.
Probably.
Good. Excellent. Let's move on to the CAG bag and show us your tweets. Our first question is from Big Boss B. Gilbert, a.k.a. Ben Gilbert, a.k.a. the guy who writes for Destructoid.
Joystick.
What?
I mean, Joystick. I knew that. Sorry. I know that you write for Joystick, Ben. It was a slip. I'm feverish over here. He wants to know, does anyone still care about I Am Alive? And do any of you dudes play the original Syndicate? I just watched the trailer for I Am Alive, and they announced that that's going right to Xbox Live Arcade, PlayStation Network, even though it's been in development for, I don't know, 5 years or something like that? It seems like it. The trailer looks awesome. Have you guys seen it at all? I mean,
yeah, it looks like something up my alley. I mean, it's made by Ubisoft, and it has a lot of the Prince of Persia style climbing and everything, but it's very like bleak looking. It's set in a like a modern day
dystopian.
I Am Legend. They should have just called it I Am Legend because it looks like that, which is good. And the graphics look great. I thought the lighting looked great. I'm excited. I care.
Sure.
And I did watch the new trailer. There's a new trailer up for Syndicate, the reboot. It's now a first-person shooter.
Which looks really nifty. It looks very much like Deus Ex. Yeah. It looks pretty sweet.
That looked awesome, and I was not really giving a shit. I did play the original Syndicate, and I was happy to see the remix of the original Syndicate theme in the trailer.
Did you download it for free at Facebook?
I didn't. I didn't care that much.
I was going to say, you could use it as a show opener.
Oh, maybe I'll do that.
Oh.
Maybe I'll just find the original Syndicate theme.
You could do that too. You could do the original at the top and the remix at the end.
Dude, you're like producing the show for me right now.
On the fly.
Except for the part where I have to sit here for 2 hours and do it.
Well, that sucks for you. You know what? Editing a show for 2 hours is still better than my commute home.
Yes. It's still better than a real job.
Totally.
Moving on, let's see. Stillman Fights writes in, How do the free games that Nintendo and Sony have been giving away through the Ambassador and PSN affect customers' buying habits? This was interesting because at Tokyo Game Show this year, I don't even know if I mentioned this before, but or if I'm allowed to mention it, but I'll do it anyway because really, what's going to happen? So we were talking to one of the guys from John from the Behemoth. They have a booth at TGS every year. And he was talking about the whole PSN debacle, them being hacked and being down. Not only were they down for a month, but they wound up giving away like a whole bunch of free games, right? You got how many free games did you get to choose? Like five?
Four.
Four? Okay. He said, so he's like, this was really disastrous for developers and publishers because not only were they receiving no revenue for the month that PlayStation Network was down, but then when it came back up, Sony gave out all those free games and all the games that couldn't come out during that time came out. And people just like, why would you start buying new games when Sony just handed you four new games for free? So it's a huge problem. They really, for those companies, they basically got no revenue for a couple of months. So yeah, it's a problem. Justin, that's Justin. Still Man Fights, if you want to know his real name. Justin Leeper. I know who these people are. Come on. Except I thought that Ben writes for Destructoid. But other than that, I know who these people are. Dream Parasite wants to know if any of us will be playing Dark Souls next week. Not me.
I will not. Should be getting it in.
I did not request it.
Because so, you didn't want to torture yourself?
Yeah. Maybe if it had come out in the spring, I would have tried to go through it, but I just can't do it this time of year. There's too much else to play.
I can appreciate it, but not for me.
Right, exactly.
I would like to play it, but I wouldn't want to review it.
I tried the last one, and I see why people like it, but it's just so much of a grind in the gaming sense and the non-gaming sense that I don't have the patience for.
I never even played the first one. I'm like, I'm interested in giving it a shot. I just don't want to. I don't want to play a game that I like my games to be relatively easy. Also,
yeah,
this game is not for you.
Why I said it. I'm like, but there was that article in IGN that was the five reasons why Dark Souls will be better than Skyrim.
Right. Right. That was a
fantastic article.
It was the worst article I've ever read, but you know,
wasn't one of the points that was on IGN, right?
Yes, I said IGN.
One of the points was Dark Souls won't have, I mean, Demon Souls won't have.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls won't have any DLC. That was a plus in the Dark Souls corner.
Also, that has multiplayer was a plus. But the whole point of Skyrim is that you play it alone. It's like,
I think they just were trolling. I like how they managed to spread that 5 points over like four pages.
Yeah.
So you could click so they get four page views out of it. As they're trolling for page views, they can get four. Let's see. Zenkerdus. Have you ever felt that you wanted to pay more for a game after you bought it and it exceeded your expectations?
No.
Shipwreck?
What?
That's what I said. I bought like the Limbo theme. Didn't I buy the theme? I bought something from Limbo because I liked the game a lot and I felt I didn't want to pay more for the game, but I felt like, hey, maybe I'll throw an extra $2 their way and buy this theme. But I didn't think I wanted to pay more for the game. But that's interesting that you think that way, it sounds like. I'm assuming you think that way because you wrote the question in.
I think the only way that would affect me is if I bought somebody like a developer's game and I liked it. That would make me more willing to buy their next game for more.
Or the DLC.
Or the DLC.
Like me with X-Men.
Hmm. Yeah. Right, you're looking for the DLC?
I did it to continue my support of Silicon Knights.
Yes. Well, you like Two Human. Both you guys like Two Human.
Ship and I really enjoyed Two Human. I thought it was a lot of fun. And I enjoyed Eternal Darkness, and I enjoyed Blood Omen. And I enjoyed their remake of Metal Gear for the GameCube. I played all of those games and thoroughly enjoyed them. This is easily the worst game Silicon Knights has ever made. And I'm surprised that they would do such shoddy work.
Let's see. Super Tongue writes in for Shipwreck. Why does your keg icon make you look like you have a double chin? Just wondering. Does it?
I don't know. Yeah, it, a little bit.
You should see my driver's license.
Let me look at it. Does that your driver's license make you look like you have a double chin?
Because I'm too tall for their camera. Like their camera wouldn't go up high enough. So I had to, they made me like scooch down against the wall, like with my back to the wall. Double chin? I don't. Let me look at this thing. It makes you look maybe a little thicker than you are, I would say.
But doesn't everyone want to be a little thicker than they are?
It makes you look like a Vita. Thick like a Vita. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that. We can have a Banky touch you up, give you a little plastic surgery.
Give me a scar.
A scar, yeah, sure. Toughen you up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what else we got here. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I think that's... Oh, wait. What is this one here? Oh, yeah. James Barnett writes in on Facebook. He says, what do you guys think about HD remakes being games on demand instead of Xbox Live Arcade titles?
That was Meager that wrote that.
I said Meager. Oh, right. Sorry, Meager. I skipped. Yeah, I'm dumb. 3 weeks in a row, we've had these $20 games. Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil Code Veronica, and Crysis. Oh, the original Crysis, huh?
It's coming out next week, yeah.
Next week, okay. I saw Crysis 2 was on there, but okay. He says, personally, as an achievement whore, I find it more rewarding of my time to get up to 1,000 gamer points when I play games of this length. Plus, if these games have been disc-based, the common price is $40, so the two-pack of RE games would be priced the same. However, I would prefer a physical copy, and I know as games on demands never go on sale, an occasional price drop, but never under $20, right?
I haven't seen one under $20.
No. No. I don't know.
It's coming, though. It's got to come at some point.
When the catalog just gets too big, it's going to
burst. The catalog is so big in there already.
Yep.
Like, they keep on adding weird stuff every week, too. Like, stuff I even forgot had, like, come out. like, old sports games. Like, I saw something go up the other day on there. What was it? I'm not going to be able to think of it, but...
But do you prefer games on demand or Xbox Live? You like the gamer points, so I'm sure you like games on demand.
I'd like it if they were cheaper. I'm going to pick up Crysis for $20 just because I've never had a chance to play it. I've never had anything I could play that on.
Yeah, me too. I want to check that out too, actually, even though I never finished Crysis 2. You ever finished Crysis 2?
Yeah, it was good.
I got to get back to that. Let's see. Speaking of finishing things, James Bennett writes in and he says that he wants to know if I finished Driver San Francisco yet. And if so, how many attempts at the last mission did it take? Yes, I finished that. I wrote the review of it. Of course I finished it. I think it only took me like 2 attempts. I read some people say that it was very frustrating, but I didn't have a problem with it. I'm very skilled. No, I'm actually not skilled. So I don't know why other people had a problem with it. And let's see, last, Carl Kramer writes in, regarding the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 and Mountain Dew double experience points promotion, is it a cool tie-in or shameless marketing? So have you seen what they're doing?
What are they doing?
So when you buy a bottle of Mountain Dew, depending on the size, you will get, experience points bonuses for the multiplayer. So if you buy a 20-ounce bottle, you'll get 15 minutes of double experience points.
That's cool.
If you buy a 12-pack of cans, you get 45 minutes of double experience points. If you buy the Walmart Mega Experience Packs, you're looking at an hour and a half.
What if I just sign up for diabetes straight out?
Right.
How much does that help my XP?
Exactly. That's the other thing, man. Don't drink so much soda, guys. It's so bad for you. Don't drink soda at all. You can go through life, never have a glass of soda again, and you'll be fine. You know? Drink some iced tea with no sugar in it. It's very good. Or water is good. Don't drink your calories. It's such a waste.
Unless especially it's beer.
Yes, unless it's beer. Beer is good. But soda, Because soda doesn't even do anything for you. At least beer gets you drunk, you know? Like, that's why I don't understand why people smoke cigarettes. Like, well, that doesn't do anything for you except give you cancer. Like, you smoke weed, all right, you get high. I mean, that's something. But cigarettes and soda, like, such a waste of time.
Really. But this seems like a pretty good promotion.
It's a good promotion in that it's going to be successful and people are going to buy it. But, yeah, I mean, you're basically, if you buy it, don't drink the soda. Just dump it down the sink. It'll probably ruin your sink if you dump it down the sink. Especially,
I don't think we're going to get that Mountain Dew advertising campaign anytime soon.
And Mountain Dew's the worst, too, isn't it? Doesn't it have, it has like vegetable oil in it. Look at the ingredients. It has vegetable oil.
I like diet
Mountain Dew. Yeah, don't drink that. Stop drinking that. I guarantee you, if
water.
You stop.
I have water in my hand.
If you stop drinking soda for a month, you'll lose weight. I guarantee it. If you do nothing else but stop drinking soda, you'll lose weight.
I don't drink soda ever. How come I'm not losing weight?
Well, because you're eating, I don't know, because you're eating vanilla fingers for dinner.
I had a piece of bread also. That's what my wife brought.
Good. What are you, in a jail?
Pretty much. I have bread and water.
Anyway, that's my I don't know. It's a good promotion in that I think they're gonna sell a lot of Mountain Dew.
And there's no such thing as shameless marketing. It's just marketing.
Right. All marketing is, yeah, it's redundant. The whole point is to get you to buy stuff.
Oh, yeah. The Games on Demand. I looked it up. MLB 2K11 came to Games on Demand.
Okay. So that's only last year's.
That's weird.
Force Unleashed 2 came for $20. I kind of want that. Even though it got bad reviews, but for $20, I don't know.
No, I want that game too. They always sell the collector's version cheap on Amazon. I always look at it.
Yeah, it's always like $30.
Now your 360, can you download all this stuff, cheapy?
You know, it's on a game by game basis. It's not the 360. It depends. You know, the 360 itself is not region blocked in that way. It's the IP address that it gets region blocked. But it depends on what game it is specifically. I'm pissed that I actually went and bought that You Don't Know Jack, because I could have got it on. That came out on Games on Demand for $20.
Oh, they bumped up the price a little bit. That collector's edition for the Xbox is $42.80 now.
It's a moving target, usually down.
Yeah. I just like the thumb drive.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I think we're done, guys. I think we can go out. I can go to the doctor now. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Of course, follow us on Twitter. GPD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck. And fan us or like us or whatever on Facebook, facebook.com/cheapassgamer. And of course, get your free 2-week trial and a free audiobook from Audible at audibletrial.com/cagcast. Anything else? Anything else you want to plug, Wombat? You going to be signing autographs anywhere this
weekend?
Yeah,
I'll be signing autographs at the Sunrise Mall from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
At the Orange Julius?
Right outside the Orange Julius, between the Orange Julius and the Arby's.
Do they have an Orange Julius?
They do not, and I will not be at that mall.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, don't go. Not only will you not see Wombat, but you won't even be able to get an Orange Julius. That's really
it's a lose-lose.
Double whammy. Yeah. Shipwreck, anything you need to plug?
Let me think. I'm looking around my room. I see a James Taylor Christmas album. If nobody has this is an excellent Christmas album. I don't know if you guys have this.
I don't.
It's got the Christmas song on it. It's got Baby It's Cold Outside. That's a fun one. If you've never heard that, definitely check out Baby It's Cold Outside. A little bit date rapey, but excellent Christmas tune.
Excellent. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. I think, you know, this might be one of our rare months where we get 100,000 downloads.
Thanks.
If everybody downloads this today. So everybody download it today. But if you're listening to it, you've already downloaded it. So I'm really just talking out of my ass right now. And a door slammed. So that means it's time to go. Thank you.
Baby, it's cold. Bread's done.